peace and love, peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Good Things Radio. Hello. Hi, my name is Brooke Taylor, a housewife who has not figured it out. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. This is episode 158. And right out of the box, a big hearty hello to the beautiful community of St. Henry, Ohio. Just had a chance to visit for the first time. I hope it won't be the last. Beautiful community, about 3.5 hours away from where I live in Akron, Canton, Ohio. And my husband and I had the opportunity to talk to about 200. There were married couples there. It was a marriage event. And over the weekend, we had a great time there. And I also met a lot of podcast listeners. So I was so excited. It's so wonderful to face-to-face, eye-to-eye, be able to make that connection. So thank you for the great hospitality. Really grateful for the opportunity. So a big thank you to Marlene and the fabulous friends in St. Henry, Ohio. So two more events coming up this week, and then a little break for Thanksgiving, and then really excited for our shipment expected to go out. Well, first to come in of our books of Choose Hope, all the devotionals, days away from getting those in-house and from the printer, and then we will ship those off to you in time for Advent. So that's where my little heart and stars and crosses and exclamation points are on my calendar. Just super excited about that. And today's show is the last program before the Thanksgiving holiday. Seems crazy that we're already saying that, but appropriately enough, we want to tie into that the sacred day, the celebration, and sometimes the stress, and how we can have unshakable peace. And so, of course, we brought our Professor of Peace, Padre in your pocket, Father Nathan Cromley. So he's going to talk about preparing peacefully for Thanksgiving, whether it's a large gathering or a low-key celebration. It is the holiday kickoff, and it can bring family members together. Sometimes old wounds are reopened. We just came off a political season, so that can be a little bit fresh. And sometimes there's just grief. Every given year is different and can be a really tough time of year. And maybe you're in a great spot and this is going to be the best year ever. No matter what, you are going to love what Father Nathan has to say. He just brings it around. So that's coming up on this show. Also on today's program, special guest, writer, wife, mom, Amy Dodez. Amy is a contributing author to Choose Hope, one of our writers, and she lost her daughter to leukemia. And in the book, she writes about finding the light, finding hope during a very dark night. And she's going to join us on today's show. Her story is soul-stirring. Her reflection in the book is very powerful, as you might imagine. Really blessed, gifted writer. And she'll tell us more. Plus, listener feedback and more. It's a big one. Let's jump in.
Well, the mail must go through. The mail must go through. No matter if it rains or snows, the mail must go through.
I received an email from Christabel, and I think the timing of this is really good. Always appreciate your feedback. We did a listener survey a few months ago, and she shares this. She says, I just started listening to Brooke Taylor's podcast, and I love it. Not sure how topics or guests are selected, but I want to recommend a topic on shopping responsibly to basically help educate Catholic listeners to be aware of manufacturing practices for the goods we buy. I manage Macy's Corporate Social Responsibility Department. That is awesome, Christabel. She says, and as a devout Catholic, I wish more people knew all that happens at manufacturing sites, and that consumers begin to learn about their favorite brands and stores and which ones are doing really good things and others that perhaps don't care so much. Consumers have powers to influence companies to do better. We don't see it in the U.S., but many factories have horrible conditions. There is child labor. Rivers are polluted. I actually give a talk on this through a Theology on Tap, and it was eye-opening to many attendees. The topic was, where would Jesus shop? Oh, I love that, Christabel. Where would Jesus shop? And so my attempt was to tie in what Jesus teaches to our shopping habits. For example, I mentioned this. Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me. And today we can think of it this way. I was a slave at a factory and you did something to improve my work conditions. Just wanted to share. Love the show. Thank you. Wow. I love that topic. And I don't think we could have asked for a more timely topic. I have to be honest, right now I am all Amazon all the time. And I have a little guilt about that because I do want to support the brick and mortar stores. I want to support small business and local business and small crafters that I know and love on Etsy. And I try to do that. But I think we've never also had more access to retailers than we have right now through online outlets. So I do think it is important to be educated as a consumer and to know about those things. God bless you for your work. And it sounds like it's more than that, Christabel, like it's a ministry. So let's follow up on that. Thank you for making us think. Great email. That song. So Thanksgiving is coming. The holidays are on the way. The older I get, I feel like the more full-bodied feelings I have, there are notes of sadness that family isn't there. There are emotions of gratitude for the Lord providing, humble gratitude that we have this day our daily bread for another year. There's joy that we get to gather around the table again, the altar of this banquet feast. And I know there can be times of stress, too. I have felt that when we've mixed in friends and family, in-laws and outlaws all together in one pot. And sometimes that can make for a sour recipe. So here to help us rest in joy and the confidence and peace that we all need is Father Nathan, back with a word about not just having a happy Thanksgiving, but a holy Thanksgiving, with another Padre in your pocket. Padre.
Everybody, this is Father Nathan with another Padre in Your Pocket. I want to talk to you about something that is on all of our minds as the holiday season approaches. How do I deal with family conflicts? We have a lot of podcasts about stress and balance and traditions, but with that comes age-old slumbering difficulties and fumes and relationships that are stressed. What are we to do?
The first thing I would say is that the fact that there are fumes and difficulties and hurts and therefore stresses and different personalities and all kinds of things that get in the way, this is humanity and it's not necessarily unique to your family. I can't think of many families that don't have difficulties that come up during the holidays. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Meaning it's a part of life, kind of like curves in a road or, you know, a cake that doesn't gel correctly. It's called family life and human freedom. What am I going to do about it becomes the real question. I want to propose that your faith in Jesus Christ is, in fact, the antidote. Remember what Jesus says to us in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called sons of God. That means that the very first thing I have to ask myself is, am I part of the problem or am I part of the solution? That is, most of us, we go through life saying everybody else is at fault. It's because of this, it's because of this, it's because of this. And we don't own up to the fact that they're saying the exact same thing about us. Oh my goodness. And then when we do hear that, we end up saying, oh my gosh, that's part of the problem, is that they think that I'm the problem. Ladies, let's first take stock of this. We all are part of the problem. Now, as soon as I recognize that, I can become part of the solution. And that becomes being resolved to make the peace that I wish they would help make. It is true that sometimes people cannot do that and they cannot come over that barrier towards you. but you can at least open your arms wide towards them and make sure that you've done your part to be that representative of God's love towards them. So I would love to give you a whole little talk here on personal conversion and how this is so important for making peace in your families this holiday. But I think just saying it is probably enough. That is, you need to look at your own life and own where, in fact, you could change. Then you make those changes, even in small ways, and you look for the happy results. I'm going to now, though, turn to what happens if that isn't the case. If, in fact, you have done that and you are open wide and you are trying and you still have to navigate these waters. Very first thing is accept that this is the way it is and don't bemoan that fact. We know it's a terrible thing, but let's cry a river and then get over it, right? Because that negativity is not going to help us solve the problem. It is this way. Now let's become proactive about a solution. First step towards that solution is to go into those holiday seasons looking for positive ways to show love, looking for opportunities to be joyful. Well, from the time you come in that room to the time that you leave, you are able to try to make a difference for the best. Second rule, what we do when we make those differences are not usually things. It's usually attitudes demonstrated. Here's what I mean. Simply smiling, laughing pleasantly, looking nice, and looking for ways to celebrate good things is enough. Sometimes we think we have to have a big conversation or we have to make someone the cake that they love best or whatever. And those are very good things if you can. But usually big bridges are built on small foundations, meaning the bridge crossing the river rests on little concrete things on each side of the river. And those little concrete things are analogous in our life to attitudes, to smiling, to engaging, to not being passive-aggressive or allowing passive-aggressivity to determine allowing their passivity to determine our aggressivity, right? In other words, to allow ourselves to be true bridges open by attitudes, small things. Third rule is to bring Christ into your heart. The key to making peace with others is allowing Christ to, first of all, be our peace ourselves. And so I invite you at the end of this podcast to close your eyes and to make your peace with God. And in that peace, then reaching out by attitudes, small gestures, openness of spirit towards your relatives and neighbors with whom you have stressful relationships. And all these things, remember this last thing, ladies, we will not pass this way again. Therefore, let us do all the good we can. Let us not act like these holiday seasons will be repeated infinitely when they won't. We've only got another good 10 or 15 at most in which to really celebrate these seasons together fruitfully. Let's make the most of them and be the peacemaker that Christ has called us to be. I'm praying for you as always, and it's a joy to be your padre in your pocket. God bless.
God bless you, Father Nathan, and we pray for you as well this Thanksgiving and for all you do and all you give. So many wonderful, rich thoughts there, and I do encourage you at the end of the show to take him up on that challenge and do what he says, to reflect. And for me, knowing that my firstborn, my oldest, is going off to basic training, I've said it probably every show over the last couple of months, but I just can't even think about it without tearing up and the emotions with the knowledge that time is only just going to continue to slip away and to go faster and to embrace each day, each season and holiday. And I think a message like what Father Nathan shares reminds us that if we want a better relationship tomorrow, if we want a richer, deeper, more blessed season tomorrow, that it starts with us and it starts today. So thank you so much, Father Nathan.
Join the show. Share your feedback on Voxer. Find Brooke at BrookeTaylor1 or shoot us an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com and be part of the conversation. Thank you.
excited today to be joined by Choose Hope contributing author Amy Dodez. Amy is the mother of two, wife of Mark. Mark and Amy's daughter, Carrie, went to be with the Lord when she was 9 years old. Their son, Stephen, is a freshman in college now, which means Mark and Amy are venturing into the empty nest years, trusting God on this amazing journey, and so grateful to have just a few minutes of Amy's time today. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for having me, Brooke.
Thank you for being here and for being part of the book.
I was excited and nervous all at the same time, but I've seen a lot of the writings that you've passed on to us, and it sounds like it's going to be an amazing book for anyone to pick up.
I think you're right. I keep singing that song, God is on the Move, because I feel that in reading it as well. And if that's okay, I wanted to begin there with your reflection. The title of your writing is Things Above, and you base it on the scripture in Colossians 3:2. And I wanted to just read an excerpt from your writing, if that's okay.
Yep.
You write this. You said, we wondered if she was singing in heaven or humming to the heavenly songs as she laid there on the eve of her heaven day, moaning or crying with each breath and unable to be soothed or comforted. In our earthly thinking, it seemed she was in pain. But was she? Or was she already moving into the heavenly realm? And then you take us back in time to the day in 2005 when your beautiful little girl, Carrie, was diagnosed with cancer. And even just reading your reflection, my heart was up and down. Entering into that up and down process, anyone, I think, participated in a journey such as this, I think, knows exactly. Today's a good day. Today's, they're doing well, feeling strong. And today we have hope. And then the gut-wrenching turn when you hear the cancer's back, or you just witness the suffering, in this case of your daughter. So that's where I want to start. How did you hold on to hope, Amy?
I think probably the biggest thing was during all that time, I think during our trials, God is just so there. Sometimes it's hard. People don't see that right away, whether it's through people that are taking care of you or whether it's just little things that happen, a devotional that hits perfectly, which I'm hoping a lot of these hit perfectly the day the person reads it. That's exactly what they need to hear. But just little things like that just bring you back to God and just help you refocus and know that he's still there and he's still walking beside you.
And how long has it been since Carrie went to be with the Lord? How many years? Is it eight?
Seven, actually.
Seven years. Okay.
Yeah. 2011. Well,
that's one of the things. Recently, we had Jen Gerber, another contributor, on as well, and she lost her daughter. But one of the things I've learned from her is that it is a loss like no other. And any sorrow, any time that we lose a loved one, it is for a lifetime. But this just goes against the natural order of things, you know, it feels
right.
like. And
exactly.
So today, 7 years removed, how are you doing and how have you been able to reconcile the loss through your faith and again with hope?
I think it's a daily thing, to be honest. You have to just keep putting that hope in front of you that those of us that know Jesus and we know where we're going and we know where our loved ones are, you just keep remembering that and putting that in front of you. And so many different promises in the Bible when I read devotions and different things that help me refocus. But it's a daily battle because you miss that person and you wonder what they'd be like. You think about all that they went through. But yeah, each day you just keep plugging forward and God gets you through it. And there's always good and bad. We have times where we're laughing about memories. And then there's times when, you know, you just sit down and cry for a while and that's refreshing and it helps you get through as well.
Boy, is that the truth. And I don't know. I think women sometimes have a natural gift of seeing it as refreshing. I think it sometimes can be harder for men to just sit and cry. And that brings me actually to your son, your husband. How are they doing? And how did the loss affect your family members, your son particularly?
Yeah. Stephen, he grieved for what seemed like to us as parents a couple days. Mm. And then he was on with life. And at the time, we were told by the counselors that that's how it'll be. But there will be times in his future that there's going to be something big probably that happens that really rocks his world and brings him back where he needs to deal with it. So we think we've seen a little bit of that with him going to college and away from home. You know, again, there's times we can laugh about it. there was times, you know, he'd sit down and he'd go, it's so quiet. And it's like, and that was the thing we always realized, Carrie was always bubbly and loud. And so our home was quiet. And so.
And that the only way you can grieve is to grieve. And that looks different for everyone. Yeah. Well, for anyone right now dealing with a health issue or a scary diagnosis, can you offer some words of encouragement? Maybe things that you've learned. I know you said it's day by day. Anything that you run to or a scripture or a prayer that you might be able to offer as encouragement for others?
I always look to Romans 8:28. That's always been mine for as long as I can remember, that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord and are called for to his purpose. And I think if you're, you know, you're trying to do what God wants you to do, and yes, you get hit with a trial that knocks you to your knees, and you just have to, you know, lay it all at God's feet and let him work the miracles through it. I was just amazed so many times, little things that happened. And I look at it now thinking how close I felt to God in those times, even though it was a trial. And I know people handle it differently in different times. Some people are farther away when it's a trial because it hurts so bad and they're mad at God. And that's just how some people handle it. But I think you just cling to what you know and the promises that God's given you. And you just keep moving forward and praying. Praying is very important.
Well, speaking of God's promises, in your reflection, you say that Carrie often paints rainbows with Jesus. Is there a story there?
There is, actually. That's another amazing miracle. We had her celebration of life, I guess a reunion of some sort, the year after she passed away here at our house. And we invited her girlfriends and their families and, my whole family and Mark's family. And we were here. We had some reflection time. We had some fun with gift cards and different things Carrie liked. People would answer questions about her, things she liked, pizza, shoes, different things, you know, and they'd win a gift card. And we had a really good time. And it had rained, like, I don't know, an hour before this all took place. And there was maybe a drop or two of rain. We went ahead and got food. We had pizza and we were all outside. And it was just, I'm just in awe thinking about it. There was a rainbow. There was sun. There was no rain. And there was a lot of puffy clouds. And it's just amazed me. And it was a full rainbow across the front of our house, where we stood on our porch and could see the whole thing. Mark and I actually went out in the front yard and got a picture underneath it. And it was just, and we were just kind of stunned because, yeah, I know how, I don't know all the science as to how the rainbow works exactly to speak it right here, but I just know that it was odd, and it was something that probably shouldn't have been there. And it was, and it just made us feel like we knew Carrie was okay. And she was with Jesus, who God paints those for us all the time. So, and that's his promise, you know, that he gave Noah a long time ago. So it's a promise for me as well.
That is so beautiful. And that you had eyes to see, that you had, you know, your attention seized and you knew.
And that's amazing.
You end your reflection, you say, it is a choice you have to make every day. I choose hope and to focus on things above, where my girl is hanging out with the King of Kings. That gives me peace. You are an amazing woman.
Thank you.
Thank you again to my guests, Amy Dodez, Father Nathan Cromley. Thank you to Christabel for her wonderful email. And thank you for being here. A special Thanksgiving shout out to RGTR, good friends of the show. So, so thankful for our Podbean patrons. You support the program all year. You keep us going. So grateful for your patronage, your encouragement. God bless you. Thank you for believing in the work of Good Things Radio. Also, thank you to my ever trusty producer, Mark Cumming, from Coming Home Studio, for his dynamic skills and quick work. Please, I also would ask if you'd offer a prayer for him and his family, his wife, Lisa, recently in the hospital, and just so grateful for Mark's gifts and talents. And as always, he is a producer extraordinaire. So for any video, audio, studio production needs you may have, check him out at cominghomestudio.com. Lighting a candle, sending a big hug, and holy gratitude that we are here, we are alive, and we have so much to rejoice.
rejoice and celebrate this Thanksgiving. Have a truly blessed holiday, friends. Until next time, peace and love.